set the record. Okay, very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is the 28th May 2019, Tuesday class. We are having it in our SS2 house. Okay, let us now get ready for puja. Why? Double record. Oh, the wire, yes. Yeah, with the wire, at least you are sure the recording. Otherwise, the battery run out of energy, also we don't know. Yeah, this one, if my mic stop, means the current is not there. If my mic don't stop, the current will be there. Oh, okay. So, the recording continue, didn't stop. So I don't have to repeat. Okay. So let us now compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja. Then the other good news is I think this KK Mitraville, I think that short retreat, the date has been approved. We will notify Kayanamita later, so that you all can plan for the trip. Still quite a long time to go. I think it's 10 of October to 15 October. So that window we have blocked off. So gathering of Kayanamita is on the 6th of October. So we get most of the thing done up. Then after that, I think a lot of people has Katina celebration and all those things. Then some of them may be going to going for Katina at Anandagiri. And this year also there's another group, I think, going to Ajaranan there. So this year a lot. So just for your info. Okay, let us commence our puja chanting. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Guan Siying Pusa. Namo Guan Siying Pusa. Namo Guan Siying Pusa. Namo Milo Fo. Namo Milo Fo. Namo Milo Fo. Namo Amitofo. Namo Amitofo. Namo Amitofo. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Dijang Wang Pusa. Namo Dijang Wang Pusa. Namo Dijang Wang Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Arahang sama sambuto bhagawa buddhang bhagawantang abhiwademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sanghang namami. Okay, you can visit it. Then turn to page 1 of our chanting book. We will chant from the Vandana onward. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Buddhang saranang gacchami Dhammang saranang gacchami Sanghang saranang gacchami Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami Dutiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami Tatiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami Panatipata Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Adinadana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Kamesu Michachara Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Musavada Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Suramiraya Majjhapamadatthana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Now we will chant the Tadipa Puja, offering of light. Gannasarapaditena Dittena tamadang sina Tiloka dipang sambuddhang Pujayami tamonodang Ganda sambarayutena Tupenahang sugang hina Pujaye pujaniyantang Puja bhajana mutamang Vanna ganda gunupetang Etang kusuma santatin Pujayami monindasa Siri pada sarorohe Pujemi buddhang kusumena nena Punnena matena cho hotu mokhang Pupang milayati yata idang me Kayo tata yati vinasabhavang Adivaseto no bante Paniyang parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang Adivaseto no bante Pale parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang Adivaseto no bante Bojanang parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang Now you do the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of all karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soonest possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers, sharing and transferring merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect to Triple J. Buddhang Pajami. Dhammang Pajami. Sanghang Pajami. Okay, you all can be seated. And we can have half an hour of silent meditation. Just now regarding the Mitra Will meditation retreat. I think some of you may not know what Mitra Will is. Mitra Will is actually the site of the Ram Mahinda's Alokarama Stupa site in Kundasan. Kundasan is in KK, Kota Kinabalu. It's a very nice location. It's just at the foothill of the Mount Kinabalu before you climb. There is a clubhouse there. I was there twice. The clubhouse is situated, I think, nearby. Nearby. Then the weather here is very conducive, very cooling. But I don't know how many people can they take. Pamasri, you can check or not. Oh, maximum 60. Oh, okay. Okay, okay. Okay. Okay, so we may have to limit numbers going. But I think it should be okay. We are not that many. Yeah, you better discuss that, yeah. Just like our normal retreat, we are not familiar with that site, Then you all may have to organize the transport and all those things. Okay. They have the contact. Then very good. Okay, that will make things better, easier, Definitely, yeah. But luckily we have time. We are October, so we still got 3 or 4 months. No problem. I know. Yes. That one is in Asahan, isn't it? Asahan. Yeah. I saw the notice. Yeah, they are doing it in July. July. Yeah, 10 to 14. But we are staying one night there, KK. Yeah, that one is okay. But on the last day when we come out, we stay in KK one night. Ah, better. All the way there, you don't bring people to KK, they will curse you, I tell you. Two nights will be better. Kundasan one night and KK one night. Should, because... No, we should at least one night for people. Otherwise, they say you go KK, then you fly back. Two nights, not enough. Okay, agree, tonight. But those who have to rush back one night can go back also, no problem. Two night. Then very messy. Never mind, two night, we go for two night. Okay, so now we go back to meditation. So just relax body and mind. The four support, always remember. Relax, maintain awareness, means silence your mind, don't do anything. Just let whatever thought that arise settle down itself. When you just let the mind be, the sankhara movement will slow down by itself. You don't try to feed it with any more thought process. Don't even try to think or get to know anything. Just let it be. When you let things be, you are with the silent. You are with the true mind. The silent, which is the true mind, can be aware of all the activity and the movement. Whatever awareness that is aware of, you can know. Then the moment you are aware, the mundane mind can come in and create perception and other things. So aware, perceive. Okay, stop after that. Let it be again. But don't be aware, then the mind stir. That is the mundane mind active already. So you are creating sankhara activity, and your mind that is preoccupied with that mental activity or thinking or reaction can create heedless thinking. You can get lost in the thought process. So your mind can only do one thing at a time. Either you are aware with the moment in silent awareness, or you are lost in thought. So you can understand all this very clearly, and you find out for yourself in the meditation. That's why the easiest way to meditate is just to relax body and mind, silent everything. The second support is just silent everything, don't do anything. Whatever thought arise, let it be. Whatever tactile conscious arise, let it be. So any sensation that arise, also let it be. Any contact with your senses, also let it be. Then when there is clarity, you can understand a lot of things. You can see your mental movement. You can see how you function as a human being. So this is what meditation is all about. Not to be actively creating thinking, thought and dhamma. Theoretical dhamma, that is not meditation. When you try to look for things through your thought process, that is thinking. That is verbalizing, chattering. You are not heedful. You are not mindful. So when you understand this, it's very easy. The four support, I repeat, relax. Aware means let things be, maintain silent. Then 24-hour is try to be in that state for as long as you can. Then after that, the last one, trust. Trust means trust your nature to do. You don't use your thought anymore. Your thought process will completely cease, or it will not interfere. Means you just relax aware. Then let the nature do the movement. But the last support, you don't need to use it until you can detect your true mind. When you can detect your true mind, your true nature, that is the time you need to use the last support, trust your nature to create the movement for you, so that the meditation is natural by that nature within. There is no interference from the thought process. The mind completely doesn't come in. Okay, I will let you meditate on your own. By now, I think most of you all should have the spiritual faculty developed. So you just relax, silent, and when your silent mind will arise, then you need to stabilize it with anapanasati. Just do it. Then for those who are really skillful with anapanasati, you continue to develop the anapanasati. You continue to experience all the piti, the sukha, leading to the tranquility of mind and stillness of mind, pasati. So when pasati arises, you will know, because there is completely no movement at all. The mind is just aware. It's a free mind, naturally aware. No movement at all. When you hit that stage, your mind enters sati. You will experience the more refined state of awareness or mindfulness. And that is the ultimate aim of all meditation training. Then with that silent mind, that tranquility and stillness of mind, which is pasati, it can meditate, it can understand many things. Okay, I will let you continue your meditation. Then I will ring the bell when the 30 minutes is up.
Thank you. Thank you.
You can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. Turn to page 6. We will do the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities and devas come here. Let them hear the good teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta chakavalisu atra gacchantu devata saddhammang muni rajasa sunantu sakamokkhadang Dhamma savanan kalo ayang badanta. Dhamma savanan kalo ayang badanta. Dhamma savanan kalo ayang badanta. Namo atasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo atasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo atasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho veja charana sampanno sukato lokavidu anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusana Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipaseko Opanayiko Pachatang Veditabo Venohiti Supatipanno bhagavato savakkasangho Ujjupatipanno bhagavato savakkasangho Nyayapatipanno bhagavato savakkasangho Samichipatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Yadidam Chattari Purisa Yukani Atta Purisa Pugala Esa Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Ahuneyo Pahuneyo Dakineyo Anjali Karaneyo Anutarang Punyaketang Lokasati Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Pajam. Buddhang pujayami. Dhammang pujayami. Sanghang pujayami. Okay. You can be seated. Then just relax body and mind. And we will continue from where we stop. We are at chapter 30, I think, page 469. Yes, chapter 30, page 469, moral responsibility. Moral responsibility. So there is a Dhammapada verse. By self is one defiled. By self is one purified. So here, as I've explained, the self doesn't refer to a permanent, unchanging entity, the true self. Here, by self is the mundane mind. Your five aggregate of form and mind, mainly the mundane mind. So this one will have to go through the training to develop the understanding, the wisdom. Without the wisdom connected, this mundane mind will be heedless. It will be defiled. But the moment it realizes enlightenment, it awakens. The wisdom connected to the five gates of form and mind, then this form and mind is no longer deluded. You can say it's enlightened or awakened, but it's not you, because it is the form and mind, which is impermanent, dependent, originating, condition arising, supported by condition, causal phenomena. The latest outline short note that I sent out, I think dated 16th of May 2019, you should read through it. It's very long, 8 pages, I think, done by Han's sister. Is it your sister? Yeah, unfortunately, I saw her draw. Wow, she must have spent a lot of time. Because, like what she wrote in her email to me, she found the talk so useful, so beneficial. She learned so much. So to her, almost every part is useful, important. That's why he write them all in. So he got 8 pages. Hey, they are all very important one, solid one. Hey, the actual one is 64 pages. You know. Well, that day I skipped the invocation to the Deva, where that day I know, not enough time. It was shared because Ji Wei was there and the wife, Ping. And there were conditions, because when I went to the Thursday class at Suyan's hall, then I saw them. Then I greeted Ji Wei. I said, "Oh, nice to see you all again. How come you are here?" "Oh," he said, "Brother, we heard your Tuesday talk," he said, "the one that Jin Hao video one." I think this particular topic about the five aggregate and the karmic nature and spiritual nature. He said it was so good, he said. So that's why they remember the class. Then they were around, so they joined us. So because they seldom come for the class, so that day I specially actually tailor the talk for them. The first session was on meditation. I use most of the time to explain the full spectrum of meditation. Then I think they only get to meditate about 10 or 15 minutes. Then after that, straight away, no invocation to the Deva. Straight away, we start the sharing and the topic. That day's topic was very good. So that day's topic, I think a lot of things were inside there. Then the other one is last Thursday. Last Thursday also very good. For no reason, Joyce came for the class. Then she added on to the condition. Then we saw a lot of WhatsApp coming to me, all about people dying early on. Sui An sent me two, both also died at 52. Then after that, after the class, I come back. The next morning, one of my classmates in Alastair also died, passed away. She got cancer. Then earlier on, there was another classmate, 1 year my junior, also passed away, also cancer. Then just now I heard, Mountain MD lah, 52 lah, Then the Thai translator, they used to carry them to airport on, I think, the follower of that, what, that young monk, what is his name, the Thai monk, Ajasa, he followed Jirasa, very good. He also 52, also passed away. Then just now I heard Jin Hao say his friend in KK, 46 years old, suddenly blood vessel burst. Then landed hospital. Then they scan, they check according to the information Jin Hao received. Brain dead already. They have to pull off the plug. 46 years old only, because I think too late before they reach the hospital. That's depend on your karma. That one burst, the blood vessel burst, very likely is due to high blood pressure, BP, and also of course the brain, the maybe the karmic DNA or what, I don't know. Normally when you are young, your blood vessels are more elastic, stronger. But in this case, he's only 46. But it depends. My elder brother also got a son. He is 1974, now 45 years old. 45 years old. I think 1 or 2 years ago, he also kena this blood vessel thing. And he collapsed in the bookshop. He was at the bookshop borrowing books. He collapsed inside there. Luckily, the bookshop owner know him, where he regular there. So send him to Columbia Hospital, nearby, the nearest one in Puchong. Then the Columbia Hospital don't have the specialist, the technical specialist. But anyway, they did a brain scan. They realized one of the blood vessels burst, but also clot. So he was lucky because he was sent there fast. So they immediately inject the blood thinning everything. Then he recovered, but that thing inside there not recovered. Then he was so lucky, 3-4 months before that thing happened, his insurance was due. Then his insurance agent, that guy, don't know what make him propose to him. He say, "Your this insurance, not enough to cover you." Very long ago, almost 15 over years ago, you better change to a new one. Then he upgrade him. Luckily, he upgrade him. It's just for the critical illness or what. What type? That type of insurance where? It's for hospitality one. for emergency medical insurance, huh? Medical insurance. He got to cover him 200,000. No, he didn't even know it was 200,000 until he paid the premium. Then he make noise. He said. Then after that, when he kena this one, he call up the friend. The friend said, "Don't worry, you got more than enough. 200K is insurance." But he stay there, then plus off patient. The 200K was just enough only. He went through 3 operations. He was very lucky, according to the doctor, the specialist from UK. He first, before he can do this, he has to clear his lung where he smoke and he drink, and he never take care of his health. He was so obese. He 3 times my weight now, I think. Very, very obese. Then the phlegm, everything, they got to take it out and suck it out. Then they put a tube there, a hole in the throat there, get his suffocate. And after that first operation over already, they have to do a second one. Second one is to drain that thing. Because I think Bavaro. He 2 times did here some way not successful. No. The Bangkok guy did only successful. No. The Bangkok guy did a drainage pipe there to drain the thing. So this one that my brother went through one, this guy also very good. He's also at Sunway. But I checked with Achan Achalo, I said, "What is the name of the doctor?" He told me Chinese name one. Oh, I say different. I said, "My brother's son one is a Malay, Malay name. But very good. This one trained in UK one." And he did the 3 operation on my brother's son. And he told my brother, "You keep your finger crossed, is it? Because anything can happen, is it? If nothing happened, you are lucky. He will recover. But it takes at least 6 months to fully recover before he can drive and fully recover." Then they say, "Be prepared. Sometimes can be blind, lost memory, and whatever." Then the surgery went through. Surprisingly, he fully recovered within 6 months. And on the second day, he can remember the father, the mother, everybody. So there is no loss in memory. Then no blindness, nothing. Except giddy. Giddy. Cannot balance. That's why cannot walk. Initially cannot walk. He's also obese. Then he take him a month plus to learn how to walk. He has to learn again. Then after that, he dare not drive for 6 months. Yes, the specialist doctor warned him. Then my brother, my sister-in-law was so happy. He asked me what to give to the doctor. I said, "You go and buy this one, the frame-up one, to thank him. Me also, he chun. Means skillful doctors, very skillful hand. He really very skillful. So they were very happy. That's why when you got good karma, everything fall into place. And the bill come out to be almost 200,000 exactly. All in with the follow-up, I think. He stayed in the hospital about 3 weeks, I think. 3 or 4 weeks. Actually, hospital not cheap. 3 or 4 weeks, so 200K. 1 month, let's say 1 month. 4 weeks, 1 month, 30 days. 1 day, 6,000. No, whole cost, the whole thing. Yeah, la, all in. Average. No, average. The average cost, 6,000 a day. You go and rent the 5-star hotel suite, also not so expensive. Every day, 6K. 6 over K. So, not. They say if you if you are not sick, it doesn't cost you much to survive. But when you are sick, the cost can shoot up. Then they always say there is no money to make when people is healthy. There is a lot of money to make when they are not so healthy. Then the final one is when they die, there's also money to be made. So the world is funny. When you are healthy, nobody can make money from you. When you are not healthy, a lot of money can be made from you. When you die also, they make sure they make money from you. Not only the funeral expenses, no. After that, you got to buy the urn. Then you got to maintain the thing. Oh, then every year got to go and do all those things. Nowadays, and this one is go by square inch one. You buy that one. I remember 1.5 feet by 1 feet. 1.5 feet by 1 feet. The compartment. You know, like that time, my father-in-law, they buy one. That time was cheap, 16,000, I think. 16. But now, I think at least 50. I think now is at least 50. That one can put 2 person on, double earn on. And you know, how big is it? 1.5 feet by 1 feet only. You know? So total is 1.5 square feet. You know? 1.5 square feet, you convert the square inch, is how many square inch? So they sell by square inch. You know? It's sell by square foot. 1 square feet is 20,000. You know? 30,000. Other place cheaper. No, they say buy land to bury one, more expensive. Oh, Colombia. Not so expensive. Where is the cheapest? Into the sea cheapest, Chui. Nature's equilibrium. No need to put anywhere. Xuan Hua also, he just dispose it. Yes. Push it up. Push it up.
Since we are all cultivated.
Yes.
Do you think all this is really necessary?
Oh, good question, Sadhu. Let us rejoice. Queenie has a very good question. Okay, we are talking about how to deal with death after a person die. Let's change how very fast. Okay, I better use the whiteboard. So maybe I cover the whole thing. Okay, so today the topic should be as cultivator, how do we understand death? So understanding death. Or die. So this topic is seldom discussed. So as a Buddhist, like Queenie asked the question, all those like you put your ashes, then you pay quite expensively for that compartment, or they call it colibrium. Or you put it, the urn, you put it in the temple. Temple, they also have this place where they have the earth store bodhisattva, Tichangwang Phusa with the chanting. Or you also can place there, but I think it's not cheap also. Not as expensive as Nirvana, but also not cheap, I remember. How much? It's not cheap. And that one is not a compartment for you, no. This one is a bungalow with all the compartment and multi-story one. No, my mother-in-law and father-in-law. I remember I went with my wife. That bungalow is not that big. No, I think shorter than my two houses. I think it's about 30 feet by 25 feet or one, or 30 by 28 feet, something like that. But you know how many compartments inside there? I do a calculation based on the cost. They can get 30 million. And how much it costs you to build that thing? But they give you what they call the chanting everything. Then every year you want to go and do Qing Ming and all things, pay your respect or what. They will specially arrange for you to open it up. Wow, very nice, the chanting, the music all there. Then when you open, also got chanting inside there. It's very nicely done. And they keep the place very well, aircon. The aircon for you. I think only Cheng Beng aircon. The rest of the time, I don't think there's aircon. So what happened is, the question is, do you need all these things? So I cannot say you totally don't need or you need. It depends on the person, on the family. That's why you have to be very sensitive when it comes to death. Because the person passing away, if it's related to you, you may not be the only person who is entitled to the body. Sometimes you got brothers and sisters, all different religion. How? So which religion take precedence? Sometimes certain religion, you can't even have the body. They take the body. Whatever it is, they take the body. So you have to be sensitive. There's sometimes among the same family, some are Christian, some are Buddhist, and I have seen them, and they argue over it. The children who is Christian, they want Christian ceremony. Use the mic. Push it out. All the way, push it out.
Normally we ask the person, what?
But they got so many brothers and sisters, so which one you ask?
No. Before the person die. Because the person dying person.
Provided you ask. Understand? Yeah, most of the time, you know what? They say, I was there, when that pass away, or mom pass away. You're not there, You don't try to tell me what to do. So how? Then you say, you seldom come back, you once a while only come back, I know you are there, but dad and mom told me long ago before they passed away that they want this house. So the two argue over what? Dead man's word, who cannot talk. So you have situation like that. And a lot of Kayamita also came and asked me, Brother Teo, got this type of thing, how? Not their own problem, is they saw in their relative, understand not? They were having this argument. So my advice is very simple, I tell them, don't argue, it's not important. Get them to understand so that there is consensus. Most important thing is bring about understanding and resolve it amicably. Tell your sibling or brothers and sister, mom and dad just passed away. What are we here doing? We should do what we can to bring about an amicable solution so that they can rest in peace. Understand? You can have your views, your opinion, your religious belief and all those things. But most important thing is to resolve this amicably so that everybody is happy, so that the parents are happy. So how to resolve it? Let them decide. The elders decide. Understand? Then if you can have somebody whom the family member respect, ask them to express the view. Then after that, ask the rest to express the view. The end of the day, there is no consensus. Why not you tell them, we will go by consensus. Means the majority will win the decision. Then put it to a vote. Understand? For my family, it's very easy. Because they all look forward to me. So whatever I tell them, they will just do. But I also don't like tell them what to do and just bulldoze it through. No, I explain to them. I say, in actual fact, most important thing is before your parent pass away, feel of piety is when they are still alive. Take care of them. Do what you can do when they are still alive. Don't wait until they die then try to cry and show off and want to fight for this. What is all this? This is not full of piety. This is the ego trying to be different. And all this misunderstanding come about is because we don't have this understanding to respect our parents, to have gratitude towards them. It's not about your ego anymore. It's not about your selfish intention. Why you think the funeral should be this way and that way? No. You should ask yourself, what have you done to repay your parents' kindness? They give you life. They bring you to this world. They give birth to you. Your mother go through the birth process. She sacrificed. She suffered. Your dad care for you, provide for you, love you, and did all these things for you. They are your parents. And what have you done to repay them? So this should be the more important question. That after they pass away means their lifespan is already over. No more lamenting, no more all this type of like remorse and all those things. No point. Like the Buddha said, whatever that is of the nature to arise is of the nature to cease. Whatever that has been born into this world has ceased. No amount of sorrow and lamentation can bring back the dead. So, no point. Death means what? According to the Buddha, the Buddhist understanding, no one die. Nothing die. Only the form and mind with its condition, the three conditions. You go and read the short note, the 16 May. That short note, I explain the three conditions that sustain the form and mind. First, you must have a physical body in working order, with the senses all in place. Then there is a consciousness trapped inside. Then there is this karmic force, life force, that pumps the heart and animates the form and mind, so that it's alive. Then death means any of these three conditions, one or more, cease to be. Sometimes the body, the vital organ get damaged. Then it cannot support the consciousness. The consciousness has to leave. So separation of consciousness from the mind leads to death. Sometimes the life force no more. They call it destructive karma come. The life force no more. Means the karmic force that sustains life, that pumps your heart, cease. Cannot pump. When the heart cannot pump, the organ fail. The consciousness has to leave. That's what death is all about. Nothing die. And this form of mind is not what you think. It is just a vehicle and a tool for you to come to this existential world, to live life, to experience life, and to go through life. Maybe pay back karma and all those things and cultivate. But this form of mind is impermanent, like the Buddha said, because it's dependent originating, condition arising, supported by condition, by the three conditions that I explained. So any other condition ceases to be, it ceases to be. So it's not a permanent unchanging entity, it's not you. But this form of mind, or five degree of form of mind, the human being, is connected to you in the sense that this is a vehicle you use to come to this existential world. And this form of mind, the human being, is subject to karma. That's why there's a duty that you have to do. So the Buddha break this human being up into the five aggregates. Earlier on, Jin Hao told me, he wanted me to explain the two aspects of the five aggregate of form and mind. We had the earlier video, he said this one was not included. So I say, see how it goes. I say, I remember at the Cameron Highland retreat, the video, it was there. But never mind, now got condition, I explain again. So the Buddha say, as a human being, for our case, it's a human being. But for other living beings, may not be a human, but they also have a form and mind. Sometimes their form is not gross, it's translucent like the deva or those things, not solid. Then the non-human also is like a consciousness form, translucent energy, not solid. That's why they don't have a physical body for them to use. That's why I say you don't fear them. Actually, they fear you more. Because you've got a physical body, you can do harm to people. They cannot. Understand? They can only aggravate your fear. Understand? Or make you worse. That's why you must not have fear. Fear is delusion. So the Buddha said, when we are born into this world, our karmic nature, this one, through your karmic volition, your last thought moment, it will condition of form and mind. The five aggregate of form and mind. This is born of karma. So this human being is born of karma. So the first aspect of the five aggregate of form and mind is the Buddha said, as a human being, you have a physical body. This is your first aggregate of form, the form aggregate. Okay? Then the mind, you can subdivide into four more aggregates of mind. In order to understand the aggregates of mind, is it very simple? Just inquire, what can your mind do? Your mind can feel. There's an aggregate of feeling, Vedana. Your mind can perceive things through your seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, smell, taste, tactile, and thought consciousness. That's why perception, which is sanya, is a second aggregate. Then the third aggregate is your mind can think, can create mental intention, can arise all the mental emotion, mental states. Then it can form images in your brain, mental formation. Then it can plan, it can scheme. And all these are part of sankhara, means the activity of mind and all the mental states, the volition, everything. That is the content of consciousness, including feeling and perception. So the third aggregate is sankhara, the Buddha called it in Pali. Then the last thing that the mind can do is the mind can be conscious. Conscious of what you see, conscious of what you smell, what you taste, what you hear, and what you tactilely feel and think. So consciousness is the fourth aggregate. You have the ability to become conscious as a human being. So these four aggregates, together with the physical body, develop the first aspect of the five aggregates of form and mind. That's why we call that the human being. But the Buddha is more interested in the second aspect of the five aggregates of form and mind. He said the mind has four aggregates, but that perception aggregate can bring the external form into the mind. When you perceive the Buddha image, that is the external form. That's how it goes into the mind. When you perceive my voice, that is the external sense data, external form. That's how it enters your mind. So the four aggregates of mind, together with the mental form, create the five aggregate of form and mind. The second aspect, which is the five mental aggregates of formula. And this one is what the thought is all about, namarupang. You remember the patichasamupada, the dependent origination, dwelling? Avijja paccaya sankara. Sankara paccaya vijnanang. Vijnanang is the pure consciousness before the content went in. When the content went in, vijnanang paccaya namarupang. Then namarupang is the second aspect of the five aggregates of form and mind. That is the one that the Buddha talked about. And that is basically your thought. The consciousness with its content is your thought. So the two aspects I have already dealt with. Okay? Then when it comes to the actual wake of funeral, the first part I already explained. Get consensus, then reflect on the things that you have done for your parent. If you don't have the time to do, if the death occurs so sudden, or because you are so busy with life, you got no time to repay your parents' kindness, gratitude and all those things towards them, then they pass away. So what are you going to do as a Buddhist? No amount of sorrow and lamentation is going to bring back the dead, understand? So all this remorse and all those things, or blaming yourself, blaming others, especially other people, why don't you tell me that Dad and Mom is already so sick? If you had told me, I would have taken leave and come back earlier. All this is not a reality anymore. And you get angry for what? Create more misunderstanding at you already. You create a lot of unnecessary suffering, not only to yourself, to your own brothers and sisters. And that mind that carry all this remorse and unhappy feeling or sadness, they are all with the evil roots. They will make you evil and cause you a lot of suffering and misery, and you are not going to be happy. So all this will not help you in any way to resolve it amicably and bring about understanding. The only way is to develop the Dhamma understanding. What happened to my parents? The society, civilization, they say my parents died. Did they really die? Did they really die? Huh? They didn't die, eh? Yeah, it's just a form and mind separate, okay? So when you understand that, you will also understand the next part, isn't it? As long as they are not fully enlightened or become arahant, they will still have rebirth. Understand? They will still take birth. So what are you supposed to do? Do what you have to do. Understand? If you have filial piety, you understand, you express your gratitude. Then you must understand, not everybody like you have the Dhamma. Understand? Some of your brothers and sisters, or even your relative or your elders and all those things, they may not have. So they follow tradition. Understand? They may insist on certain things because they say, I want to have to earn. I want to buy that thing. If you don't want to pay, never mind, I pay. Understand? Because they want to have a something for them to remember their parents, so that once a year they can go and make offering. And I heard a lot of people ask me, you know, well, what to make, what offering to make. And they say, people told me, whatever he like to eat, I go and buy and offer, correct? My father like lo mai kai, tai pao. I ask the question, you think they can eat or not? They can't, isn't it? But if they are still non-human, as non-human around, they rejoice, understand? But they also, in that rhyme, deluded, understand? So, if you can express it to make them feel good, there is no harm, understand? But if you have the Dhamma, you don't have to. You can talk to them. That's what I did to my parents. I say, all these are worldly thing, offering. I know my parents will have good birth, understand? So, even if they are there, I say, you don't be like caught in all this delusion like them, expecting all this. No, you should move on, understand? Because that random of consciousness is no more them. That one will cease, finally disperse. So as long as you don't cling and hold on to this with expectation, craving and all that, and want to remain, then it will disperse. But the rebirth consciousness has already gone long ago, at the moment of death. Yeah. So what is more important is develop the understanding of the Dhamma, that life can go on. The Four Noble Truths. Explain on. During that time, the random of consciousness, when they come out, they can understand many things. Because they are not trapped in the body. Yeah. Then they can see your aura, your light and all those things. And they know a lot of things. So all these are the things that you can do. Of course, some people believe in the Badu state and all those things. It's not important. As far as we are concerned, we are through our meditation, we know, we have mind, consciousness came out before, and I know. That's why I know there is a random of consciousness. Means whatever from the birth consciousness, then we evolve. You remember? Through our conditioning, mental conditioning, our accumulated life experiences, good and bad, our belief system, whatever. This one, moleless. So this bundle of memory and its conditioning is the one that actually mold you and decide your character, belief system, and everything. Yeah. But this is not you, understand? So this one is like a complicated consciousness. And this one can come out. Come out. Yeah. That's why I say your mother-in-law or when that one come out, you don't simply say things. They are there. And sometimes they can get angry and you can feel them because they are energy. That's why sometimes you can feel that they are at home. They came back. It's not to say they came back. Their consciousness, random consciousness, still around, lingering around. Yeah. So if you know how to share merit, transform merit, speak the Dhamma to them, then they will understand. Then they will know how to move and disperse. Yeah. Then if they want to be more adventurous, you tell them, you teach them, learn to use that random of consciousness. Random. R-E-N-A-N-T. Remnant. No, remnant, the remain that come out. The remain that come out. Sorry for the English. My English is not good. So random is not random, no? Don't write random. Random, the balance. Yes. So the balance, when a person die, the conscience has to leave because the organ cannot support anymore. You cannot make use of the physical body to arise consciousness anymore because the organ is dead. The brain is dead. Understand? No? So thought, respond to memory, all gone. But the funny thing is, this random of consciousness still have another layer of the senses inside there. Because when I came out, my consciousness not in my body when I was very young, I think 8-9 years old. I can see, I can hear my brother, everything. But I'm not connected to the physical body. But later on, I cannot go in. That's why I know that one has his senses. It can hear very clear. It can see very clear. Yeah. The awareness is different. Yeah. Because it's not trapped inside. So this one is the one, I don't know whether to tell you all this or not. After you go and simply do things, you may get into trouble. You can make use of this if you are adventurous. You can tell them you know how to use it. You can go around the world, travel without money. No need to pay etiquette. Understand? The thought arises, you are there already. You understand? But without the Dhamma, very dangerous. I don't know what happened to them. I better don't tell you. No, the random of consciousness has its own mind inside there. That's why it has its senses. It can hear, it can see. It's like a mental living being. It's like a non-human like that. But except this one is no longer linked to a actual form and mind already. Because the physical body is already gone, no more.
I remembered, I think it was Ajahn Brahm, that when the mother died, he was probably in Thailand, and the mother was in UK, and he could feel the mother with him.
Yeah, the consciousness, yes.
He came over to say goodbye to him.
Yeah, he can feel, yeah. You remember during the Buddha's time? The Mongolana, he was smashed. Until his body, he cannot have his body back. You know what he did? His consciousness went and see the Buddha. Tell the Buddha, I have to leave you.
I thought he, with all his psychic powers, he got his body back.
Cannot.
Together.
Cannot. His body is gone, smashed until totally gone. So he went through consciousness. He went through the whatever consciousness, random or consciousness. because the whole thing smashed up. But he went through that cessation, understand or not? The parinibbana. That one is either you take rebirth or you parinibbana, understand or not? But the random of consciousness come out, he can gather the random of consciousness and go. And he can go anywhere, just like that lady, what's her name? Anita something. You remember? She said she is like one with everything. The moment the thought arises, the brother in India or what, he can see him. He know where he is and he know what he is doing there. And the Hong Kong one also say, there on the plane also he know. Simultaneously she can be like everywhere. Understand? Then you remember my last guide, the teacher, told him, the upper, his master that taught him. They were in the middle of Kalimantan. And they went to Canada to watch the Olympic. How did they go? He said, okay, ready? Zoop, go. All go. The consciousness went. So a lot of these things, during that time, you can try it out. You can be adventurous. You can go and do other things. But if you know, provided, you don't know, please, like a baby, learn, slowly learn. Then when you have enough, just disperse, because no point. So coming back to the ash, okay? Let's say you have done all those things already, resolve everything already. Then you know, no need to remorse everything. So you do what you have to do. So some people will ask me, Brother, they say, Tau chat, Yi chat, Sam chat. All the chat, where the disease come back. You believe or not? I say, what is there to believe? The random of consciousness will be around. No need Tau chat, Yi chat, Sam chat. It's all the time there. So what you do, they can see. Understand? So if you want them to have joy, you can. But most important is talk to them that this is no longer the reality. It's your remain, random or consciousness. Like your rebirth consciousness is already gone. So whatever, as a failure child, you want to send merit, transfer merit, whatever, you do, which is wholesome. Then you invoke power of merit for them to have better life. Then the random of consciousness, talk to them. Teach them the phono. At that time, they can understand you. That time, very funny, you know. If you are in that state, you no need words, no need language, they understand. That's why you go overseas, travel or what. When you stay in a hotel, you feel got something, you have to talk to them. You just speak to them in your language. They can understand you. But when it's inside this, I cannot. You must have the similar language. But when you are out, no need language. Because the consciousness is heightened. No Google. You say read mind. That one. It's not read mind. It's the consciousness can understand consciousness. When you are outside, it's different. Because your consciousness not trapped inside. It's like enhanced. At least tenfold. At least tenfold brighter. The awareness. That's why with that state, you can understand a lot of things. But most of these people are still deluded. They go and follow all these random or consciousness like friends that they run around. And then they will tell each other. The older one will tell the new one, they say, you die already. You don't believe me? You talk to them, they cannot hear you. You call them, they cannot hear you. You have to learn all this from them. They also tried before. And they are around. And yet they cannot contact you. That's why sometimes they get angry. The anger can actually create that type of energy for you to feel. Then they come and disturb you. And they can disturb you. When you have fear, they can intensify your fear. Then sometimes they come into your dream. Because that thought energy with thought power, willpower, they want to send the message, they will do it. Understand? So sometimes if willpower is very strong, you can receive them. That's why you heard of people, they have this dream, they thought it's dream, that the deceased came back and tell them suddenly, especially those who want revenge on. Understand now? A lot of anger, a lot of hatred, very strong. They want revenge. Then they will do a lot of things. And sometimes they cannot come into the living because no way to get into them. They will come to those who can see them. Some can see them one. No? A lot of living one can see them one. No? They can talk to them also. So they will go through this type of people. Then sometimes they go through the medium. Then they send the message. Yeah. But all these are not important. Huh? Don't go and do all this. Don't go and use. Because these are nothing to do with the Dhamma actually. But it can happen in the existential world. There is such a thing. So regarding the ash, it's no longer you or your loved one. Understand? Huh? If you need it for sentimental value, yeah, to remember them, to express your gratitude, your filial piety, or what, through that need, it's up to them, understand? But the Dhamma aspect is no longer there. The ash are just remain of the element. Nothing to do with your departed one, understand? So, you can express your gratitude without the ash, understand? You can express your gratitude before they pass away. That is the most useful way. Then even after they pass away, you can do what you can do. Share merit, transfer merit, do wholesomeness in their name. Understand that? Then express your gratitude. Then recall to mind whatever they have done. Understand that? And thank them. Just like the Terakuda Sutta. You also should actually make offering in their name. Eh? Make offering to the Sangha. Donate to the printing of Dhamma book or whatever wholesomeness through the spiritual understanding. But these are more tangible. Then you share merit, you transfer merit, are very useful. So if they are in the Pitta realm, they receive very fast. Otherwise, you invoke power of merits for their well-being and better life in whatever rhyme or existence they are in. Yeah. So the understanding can make a big difference, because if they are your parents, they must have throughout their life sacrificed for you, supported you, provided you with food, shelter, education, love and all those things. So all this, when you recall to mind, you can really express your gratitude and thank them for what they have done for you. And when they hear it, they can have that joy, that happiness. Then, Dhamma-wise, the ash has got not much meaning. But for people who need that, please allow them to do. Like my mother's case, he wanted to burn the paper house for my father. I said, go ahead until she learned. Because that whole day was sunny, you know. Until they delivered the paper house, everything was still sunny, you know. Then it's about time to burn that time. You know what happened? You know? The downpour came, you know. So heavy, you know. Cannot burn. Just cannot burn. So finally, I told my mom, I said, you don't worry. If you want to burn, you wait for a while. I said, then I communicated. Then I said, if there is condition, let the rain stop after a while. Then really, after a while, it stopped. Then my brother saw the condition. I said, okay, now we burn. So my mother was very happy. So burn. And you know how tall was the paper house? Taller than the street lighting. So when it burned, the fire almost burned the street lighting, the cable. So straight away they turned it down, then put off the fire. Then I told my mother, I said, now you see, real money, buy paper house, burn. No more. Then I say, that type of chanting, because finally when he came, she came to know the bill almost 8 to 10K. She jumped. She said, where can charge so expensive? I say, you go and talk to the one that you know. Because my mother know that one. Then you know what I told my mother? No? He said, this one you think can bargain. Right? You not scared your husband go to hell down there. Like that, tell my mother. No? My mother was so angry. No? Then he asked me, no, what about those Buddhist chanting that you call on? He said, no need to pay anything. Right? I said, that one up to you. Ang pao. Huh? Like that? Next time my time, he said, go Buddhist. That's how I teach her. I never force her to go against her tradition. Yeah, it's her life. It's the way she understands. You shouldn't go and tell them all. No. I say, whatever mom wants to do, let her do. When got condition, then I will teach her. That's why when the elders, the relatives, go and tell her why your children all don't cry. This is bad omen, isn't it? Your husband will definitely go to hell because no filial piety. He go and tell my mother like that, until my mother cry. Then my youngest brother saw Mtoy Lo already, came to me and said, hey, mom crying. I said, why? Don't know, the elder tell her something, then she keep on asking all the other brother and sister, you all must cry, you all must cry, and ask them to burn Jaws away, but she did not approach me. I was with my classmate. Then I said, okay, I will go and see the. So I went in and looked at my mother. No? Then my mother saw me. No? Then I held her hand straight away. Then she stopped crying. I asked her, what happened? Then she starts to relate to me. I said, don't worry, sit down, sit down. Now you have heard from them. Do you want to hear from me? My mother trust me, he got faith in me. He know I'm very good. I resolve a lot of family things. And he said, I said, what they have told you, if father die, nobody cry, no filial piety. Okay? Now I ask you one question. What is filial piety? Before he die, you cry or? Sorry. Before you die, you take care of father. Bring him wherever he wants and cater for whatever his need. Isn't that real filial piety compared to die already only cry to show people? Then I said, you remember or not the Chinese New Year? Well, my father passed away 28th of July, I remember, 2004, my daughter's birthday that day. I said, the New Year, which was 5 or 6 months before my father passed away, I decided to organize a very big family trip. All my brothers, sisters, with the children, the wife, everything. I think about 50 over of us. We went for this resort in Thailand, Hakiao Resort, I remember. It was so beautiful. We booked most of the room there. And my father on a wheelchair, went with us. And he was so happy, that trip. And I reminded my mother, I knew my mother remembered. I remember we had a group photograph on the beach there. And my father was so happy. And he told us, he said, this is really life, is it? With all my children, my daughter-in-law, my son-in-law, and together with all my grandchildren, grand-grandchildren, everybody is here, so happy. And I can see the joy in him, and my mother also. Then when I relate this, my mother remembers. She said, yeah. I said, that one I remember. He was very, very happy. I said, that is filial piety. Then the second point is, I say, do you want to become like them? End up. I say, you look at their family. None of them are successful. Some of them are involved in drugs, police case. And they have such terrible life. Your children, all so successful, I say, doing so well. Why must you cry? I say, dad has done his duty, went back to China to help the brothers and the relative and brought out our whole family and provide for all of us, sacrifice for all. And he has done his duty so well together with you. You think father will not have a good life after this? Then only my mother start to laugh, no, and become happy, no. She said, yeah, I don't want to end up like that. Then he said, no need to cry. That's how everything become normal again. That's why you only teach them when there is condition to let them understand. Do you understand? Otherwise, you end up arguing with them, no point. Don't go and tell them this one cannot do, that one cannot do. Ask them, sincerely. Whatever you want, we will try our best to fulfill and let you have it. Because this is your day. Because after my father passed away, she is the head of the family. Understand? We let her decide. And my mother is very simple. He said, whatever that you all feel good, correct and happy, go ahead. He said, I won't interfere. He said, yeah. But before she understands, she told me one thing. He said, I want the paper house, I want this chanting, all the things. Then he explained to me why, you know. He said, for generation, since China time until now, one generation after another generation, they follow this tradition, he said. We also have to follow. Well, she's scared. You don't follow a big problem. So, I said, no problem. You want to follow? We let you follow. But I will explain to you when you want to understand. Oh. That's why the condition just arise for me to explain. And it became so beautiful. Then after that, my brother, my sister, my in-law, they all learned. And they were so happy, you know, especially my sister-in-law. He came and talked to me. He said, luckily you come back and explain all this. Otherwise, they don't know what to do. Very confused. Hire who also don't know. Your first time doing funeral. Anyway. Then because I have a few brothers who joined Shi Qi there, so the support was good. Then also the Buddhist Association in Alostar. Then our family is also very established, well known. So the villagers like my father because he helped a lot of people. His medical shop, sensei. He helped a lot of sick people and poor people. That's why during his funeral also, a lot of people came. My mother also. But they are very kind. So these are the things, if you understand, you have the number, you will know what to do. Okay? Yeah. Do you have any other questions? So this topic is, I think, very relevant. So that if there is condition for certain things, you now have the understanding and you know what to do. You don't have to spend expensive money on funeral. Only make it simple, but make it meaningful. I forgot to tell you the other thing. When my father passed away, there was this relative who helped us look after the... There is an altar where people come and pay respect on. Then this elderly one, he helped to give the joystick and all those things. So what happened was, one day... that time, he was not around. So I saw, I know it's my father's friend, but I cannot recognize them. They're too long and I will go back to Alostar. So I invited them in. I said, oh, you are here to pay your respect. I say, I'm the second son. So I'm really happy. I said, thank you for coming. I said, Then they went. He said, they want to pay respect. I said, can't come. I bring you the altar. And you know what happened? One of them take three joystick. Then he like. Then he pay respect. Then he want to put the joystick down. The elderly one come. Scolded him. No. Huh. He said, how can you put three? Cannot put one. Take the other two. I was actually quite surprised. No. Then I asked him why. He said, the wife still around. Only the husband died. You put three die, you know. Ayo, I said, where got such thing, one? people ten die. I say people come with the heart, you should have the gratitude on there. So I tell that person, don't worry. Bring back the other two, I say. I give it to him. I say, make offering. All these are what they call tradition. Nothing to do with the Dhamma. I say, don't go and be so superstitious. Understand? This is missing, my son. Not the truth. Understand? I say, people come with the gratitude. They want to pay respect. I already full of joy. Understand? How many joysticks? No different. It's your heart. It's not that physical joystick. Understand? So these are symbols of respect. But the real one is from your heart. That's why people start to understand. Otherwise, you will argue, you know. Two diamonds, two joystick. Three, second wife, third wife, don't know. That's why sometimes no logic on all this. So when you have the Dhamma, you understand, you are not worried about all these things. I even told you that during my marriage, my mother was told by the one that helped to Tai Kham Chaya, that they have all the tradition on the feng shui and all the this one cannot do, that one cannot do, then this one you must do like that one you must do like that. Then they got all the like wood, the special wood, the one that they put in speech form on. He said, walk out of the house, don't step on the Mun Kuang. I purposely step. I say, why you worry about all this? By stepping on that, you think bad luck can come. Luck is about karma. Then I say, I'm a construction man, no. I walk the building in and out. I would step this how many times already? Understand? Why you going to believe all these things? So a lot of these things, when people don't understand, they create their own fear. And when you create your own fear through delusion, you can never understand truth. You can never understand Dhamma. Okay, got 15 more minutes. Any other question or anything you all want to add? Ask Alicia.
Radio. 是说我们不应该花这么多钱去买一个箱。去住在里面，可是有些人是认为你一定要怎样讲，就是他们的 belief 就是
我知道，
如果你没有进去那边住，你就无家可归。
不是，to cater for their need, those who people who believe in that, that's why I say you need consensus. If they want to do it, let them do it. Understand not? They always say you don't have the ancestor tablet, your ancestor cannot come in.You believe or not? But sometimes it's true. You know? Well, I got one real case. My father's younger brother. My father only got two brothers. One younger than him. Both also younger than him. But the first one passed away during birth. Passed away during birth in China. And you know what happened when I was in standard 6, I think. 12 years old, my father went through an operation, an ulcer, very severe. Penang, I remember, Adventist Hospital. Then my mother freaked. That time we were all so young. I was the second one, I only 12 years old, and we got 9 along the line. My mother really like crazy that time. He prayed to all the tobacco, the Kuan Yin, and all those things. He said, you can shorten my life, but don't take my husband's life. He willing to exchange, and very serious. Then he went to all the medium that she know that is very accurate and very good. So he went to one in Ipoh. You know what happened or not, the medium? All of a sudden during my mother's turn, suddenly another being went in, take over that medium's body, and speak the China Tai Hakka. Very strong voice, My mother came back and told us. He asked my mother, do you know who I am? My mother, she would say, I don't know who are you. I'm your father-in-law. my father-in-law passed away when my elder brother, who is 6 years older than me, was 2-3 years old in China. He came up and tell my mother, I'm your father-in-law. I know why you are here. You are concerned about my son's life, he said. Don't worry. My son will come out of the hospital in 3 days' time, he said. What is happening is, he said, your heart, my son's, miss the son's brother, means the younger one, the younger son. This one, he said, cannot enter any of our house. The Sanji Pai, the ancestor temple, cannot come in. Because there's Deva out there. Prevent him from coming in. It's just like when you go to the gated community, they all don't have IC. They don't have all these things to prove that they belong to this house and that sort of. They are in the disease form. So this Dhamma protector sure don't allow them to come in. So he told my mother, he said, you must agree to this condition. Then your husband will be okay. My son will be out in 3 days. Then my mother asked, what is the condition? He said he wants to have condition to enter the house. Very funny, you know. My mother got 9 children. He chose me, you know. He said, you must agree to let your second son, Kai Zai, Kai Bei Hui. He chose me, you know. Funny, you know. My mother told me, he said, don't know why. Then my mother agreed. Then he said, you must formalize it when I get married. Means officially during that marriage ceremony, invite him in and all those things, and do all those things officially. Then really my father recovered, you know, within 3 days and all those things. You know. Yeah? No, officially during my marriage day, make it official. But the Kai Chai one, straight away Kai Jong. And there is such thing, wrong. But that is not part of the Dhamma. But the non-human world, they also have their way of, like our society, we have our own civilization and all those tradition. So they must also have theirs. But they believe they have to come in. And they are blocked by this Deva. They cannot come in. Yeah. So in that sense, my elder brother, you know what happened? He at first don't believe anything. After my father passed away, then after he heard about my case, where my mother mentioned this, then immediately, when I get married, my mother transferred the Sanji Pai to my house. You ask my wife and see. He make a new one for me, so that he can come into my house. Last time was the old house there. So after Ngok Kai Bei Hei, he got the right to come in already. So this is nothing to do with the real Dhamma, but this is part of tradition and life. The deceased, they believe in this. And when you believe in this, this is how their life is. It's like the Hungry Ghost Festival. You make the offering, all these non-human, they are there. And they feel very good because their relative offer to them. Then sometimes they ask, hey, your relative didn't come and offer. Then that non-human is very unhappy, you know. So they go and disturb them. In the Theraguda Sutta is mentioned. If you don't remember them, don't honor them, they will come and disturb you. Sometimes as eerie feeling and all those things. So these things do exist. But the better way to do it is express your gratitude, remember them, then send merits and all those things, then do meritorious action under their name. But this is more tangible, as stated by the Buddha in the Theraguda Sutta. Not by like burning paper, how all those things is not going to help. All those are delusion. So when you understand this aspect, you will know what to do. Yeah. Then there is another advice from the Buddha's time. Because somebody asked the Buddha, And it was mentioned, don't try to get yourself entangled with all these dainties and all those things. But they are also like you, not free from suffering, not enlightened yet. Understand? They also part of samsara. So they cannot actually give you the understanding and the Dhamma to free yourself. So if you get yourself entangled, means you are within the worldly life. So his advice is avoid all this fortune teller, avoid all this medium, and avoid all those whatever that try to gain benefit from the spirit world and all those things. Don't get yourself involved, because they are also unenlightened beings, similar to you all. But certain type of medium, the non-human go in, they really want to help. So some are really of good nature. But you have to be careful. A lot are bogus on. Just don't get yourself entangled. That is what the Buddha meant. Don't get yourself involved in all these things. Because with the Dhamma, it's more than enough for you to develop all the wholesomeness and the understanding to help people, to help yourself, to liberate your mind, to bring about wholesomeness and be a blessing to all. That is what you need to do. So when it comes to this topic of death, it's not difficult when you have the Dhamma. You can develop your own understanding and do it amicably. So your question is, where they got no house to return. So they don't need that house. You can install your whatever Sanji Pai or what at home. They can come back. You don't have to pay $30,000, $50,000 for the cell room. They cannot go in also. Understand? The box is not big enough for them. And not only that, you should actually talk to the devas or whatever. If they are related, let them come in. No, even some of the non-human, like you go and stay hotel, they are there before you, understand? Before you buy the house, before you move in. So you also invite them to stay, and help look after the place. And we rejoice with your company. And we hope you can help look after the place. And be part of our family. Hey, they really look after for you, I tell you. You talk to them nicely. And they can understand you. Language is not a barrier. You don't need words, actually. You speak in whatever language they will understand you. It's like mind to mind during that time. It's really different. Okay? Yeah. Any other question? Oh, no more. So what's the time now? Oh, 5 more minutes. So, anything else? Today we didn't cover anything. PG, yes.
You're talking about consciousness. Especially when somebody has just passed away, there are remnant of consciousness, you see.
They remain, they come out.
I would like to relate one true incident about my mother. I was looking after her at that time when she was very sick. So that morning itself, I got up very late because the night before she was quite, unsettled.
Yeah.
So when I got up, I went over to see her, and then I start to clean her and everything, and then I went to eat my breakfast. So after that, I came back and all that. Then I was trying to change her clothes. Then only I realized, I think she's dead. You know?
Then you will know.
I was not sure because, I mean, their breath is already so slow and hard to touch.
And you were no one.
And I was not sure. I asked my sister, come and have a look. And then after that, we really realized that she's dead because it's getting very stiff.
Yeah, stiff and cold.
Then I told my sister, I think we are supposed to clean her up and change her properly. That's what I remember somebody telling me. So I told my sister, okay, we quickly change her. And but she was already so stiff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Her hands and all cannot move. And then, like you say, I
said, it softened.
Yeah, I spoke to her. I said, can you please soften yourself so that I can change your clothes properly for you, dress you up properly, make you beautiful, and strangely enough, bones become soft.
It will happen. It will happen. Yeah. So means that one, the consciousness still inside.
So haven't completely left. Careful with what you say and think.
Haven't completely come out. It has starts to dissipate. Understand? Dissipate means the craving force dissipate already. There is a craving force that binds your consciousness to this body, and it's very strong. You cannot come out. That's why that one has to dissipate. I went through that process before it come out. I saw everything. I was so tired until I got no more energy. Then I saw my last bit of energy dissipating. Then the whole consciousness come back into one. Then it come out. Then I was up there. My body was down there. That time I was only 8-9 years old. I don't know what meditation is. I don't even know Buddhism. And I witnessed that. And it's meant to be for me to understand later on. That's why later on when I grew up, when I start to develop the Buddhist understanding, when I start to develop the meditation, then I understand what happened because I recall. And it was very vivid. I can recollect every step. That's the reason why I tell you, you don't worry. You have the cultivation, you will know how to die. That time I don't have the Dhamma, I don't even know how to meditate and I know how to die. And I was fully aware with the awareness inside there. It means I don't have to learn to be aware. And the whole craving for dissipate, I witness it. Like in the meditation, silent mind, aware. Then the whole thing come out. The only thing is that time I don't know the Dhamma. I have not yet connected to my true nature. That is the only difference. But even that time, I know how to die. So why you worry? If you have the sati, the awareness, you will know how to die. You can go through that phase when the random of consciousness, when the craving force dissipate, and it come out. And it's very easy to understand that, especially when you grow old and when you are very sick, when your life force is very weak. How many of you have experienced when you are very sick, then when your life force is very weak? Has nobody experienced that before? Oh, it means you're still healthy. Last time I spoke to PK, you remember PK? He got heart problem, you remember? And he told me one day he was in Genting with the wire. He said he was so weak until it was only a few steps for him to reach the hotel room door. He can't even move until he need to rest where he know how to meditate. Then when he recover only, he move. That's why when he say that, I straight away knew, I told him, now only you know, you need a lot of energy and strength to maintain alive. Understand or not? You don't take this for granted. Actually, to maintain your ability to be conscious and live the daily life, you need a lot of energy. You need a lot of energy. Wow, rain start already. So we better stop. Otherwise, they don't want us to stop. Okay, enough for today. So we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we'll do the sharing of merit, transfer of merit. Aka Satta Bhumata Devanaga Mahindika Punyang Tang Anumoditwa Chirang Rakantu Lokasasana Etawata Chaamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabhe Deva Anumodantu Sabba Sampati Siddhya Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya teyo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya teyo. idang minya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyateyo deyo wasatukalena sasa sampatihito ca vito bawatu loko ca raja bawatu damiko imina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva and all the worthy ones. Let me end. Thank you.